Hey, everybody, this is Jimmy Bell from Autograph and House of Lords, and you are watching CMS TV.
Are you ready to scream?
Chris Akin presents, and I, of course, am Chris Akin, and I am super happy to be talking to this guy. I loved him in Metal Church. So did you. Don't lie. You did. And you love him in Between Worlds. Gonna love him in Vicious Rumors, I'm thinking. But for now, he has yet another project, and I think this one is way more special to him, way more important to him, and we will talk all about it. It is called Monroe's Thunder. It's out today. It is called The Black Watch, and here to talk all about it is the vocalist himself and the main man, Mr. Ronnie Monroe. Ronnie, how are you, man?
I'm great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, let's dig right into this thing, man. I just got this. Obviously, you know this. I just got this a couple of days ago from you, and I've already spun it like 10, 11 times, man, for a couple of reasons. Not just because I was doing this, because if I was just doing this, I'd have spun it once. But it's catchy, and it's a little different from anything else that you've ever done, and yet it's very metal. It's definitely not, you know, I think when you start telling, when I start telling people, well, this is different than they've ever done, people start thinking, you know, acoustic solo or, you know, and this yep. ain't that. This is definitely very heavy. And it seems like it has all elements of the Ronnie Monroe professional career in it. A lot of metal, a little bit of prog, storytelling, you know, it has everything in there. So why don't we start there, man? Tell me all about this project, The Black Watch.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You pay attention, as always. Much appreciated. Sure. The Black Watch, Monroe's Thunder idea came up quite a few years ago, actually, with the late wife. She was my manager, and mm-hmm. I was kind of searching for what my next thing was going to be. And I always wanted to do a concept thing, you know, kind of about my family heritage, which is rich in the Scottish Braveheart stuff.
Sure.
You know, and I was figuring, okay, well, let's do that. So she was like, yeah, let's do it. So that's how it started. And then she was friends with David Mark Pierce. So we brought him in. Justin Zick, BJ Zampa, Oliver Wakeman. Okay. So Oliver was a surprise. Oliver didn't come into the picture till much, much later, but I'm really happy that he did because he really added a lot to it. Sure. But yeah, so it's basically hundreds of hours of, well, not hundreds, but probably 100 hours of research. I don't want to do too big of a fish story.
Sure.
But a lot of ink, a lot of printing, just a lot of time went in. And it's loosely based on my family heritage because, you know, a lot of that stuff happened in the 1400s or 1500s.
Sure.
So it's like, I'm sure there's some things that were embellished. But anyway, that's why I say loosely based. But it was really cool to actually get to know all of that. And then on to the music. Justin sent me the song, The Black Watch. That was, I think, our first musical thing that we had to work on, which Dave went ahead and worked his own magic on. And then he started writing and so on and so forth. you know, but what ended up happening, unfortunately, was the wife got sick with cancer. Mm-hmm. And that all went to the wayside on the back burner, of course, for obvious reasons. So, yeah, this is like over 6 years in the making.
Okay.
And, you know, we're all very proud of it. I mean, I don't listen to myself that much, but, you know, when I put this in, the work that went behind it is, it was a lot of work, to be honest, but a labor of love as well.
Sure.
You know, I bring up real quickly on the band members, you know, Dave and Mark Pierce, he, musical director, guitar player, writer, engineer, producer, you know, the guy wore all the hats there is to wear on this. So right. This really would not have got done if it wasn't for Dave. So I always give him that shout out for, you know, obvious reasons, and a great guy to boot. So, and then Oliver Wakeman came into the picture as well later on, as I said, which for some fans, they'll know Rick Wakeman from Yes.
Sure.
That's his son.
Okay.
But Oliver stands on his own as a piano and keyboard player. The guy's brilliant. And again, I was very stoked to have him involved.
He really did you know his skill level when you went in, or did you just?
I did a bit because David works with Oliver.
Okay.
David has played on a couple of his solo records, and they work with one another. Okay. So I knew from watching videos when Dave was with him that the guy was really good.
Sure.
So when Dave said, "Hey, do you mind if Oliver takes a stab at some things?" I'm like, "You don't even need to ask."
Right.
Let him just see what he can do. Let's see. And it did. It really enhanced it a lot, in my opinion. Then, of course, Justin Zick, the kid. Great guitar player, the shredding solos, and the just, again, all around good guy. And then on drums, BJ Zampa. Most of us know who BJ is. I mean, come on. He did the David Wayne's Metal Church record with Jimmy.
Right.
Also House of Lords, and now Dokken for the last couple years.
Right.
Plus played on Peacemaker with me and Monroe's Thunder. So BJ's a good guy, man. And there's not really any better drummers out there, in my opinion. You know,
right,
so that's kind of how that all came together. And now here we are. We're going to release it. And, we'll see what happens.
Sure. Now, Ronnie, I have to imagine, especially since, and you didn't really touch on it, but I will, and you can elaborate on it.
Okay.
Your now late wife was involved in this, was heavily involved. And that's one of the reasons that you had such determination to put it out.
Yeah.
That being said, I have to imagine this is just very difficult now to listen to it, to talk about it. You know, I mean, it's a lot of tough memories.
Yeah. I mean, that's par for the course though, in a situation like this, you know, and it's, you know, when these things happen in life, you know, you got two choices, the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can either lay on the couch in the fetal position and suck your thumb, woe is me, or you can put your best foot forward, work through it, the adversity.
Sure.
And then learn from it and move on. Because I know for a fact, like when somebody passes, unless they were a complete douche, right. they want you to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to be as happy as possible. Because I know that's how when I go, I want nothing but good for people.
Sure.
Well, I do that now that I'm alive. But when I do go, I want nothing but good for people, you know? So that's kind of what I think about too. And you know, her picture's in there and all that. And we did a very nice tribute to Joy.
Sure.
You know, so I feel good about it. And, you know, there were some promises that I made that she asked me to make before she left this earth. And this is the last one. You know, she said, "Can you please make sure that this is put out?" And Dave knew that as well. So him and I talked, and it's out.
Sure. So,
yeah.
Now I'm gonna compare this in some way to one of my books that I wrote, and and it's a totally different thing. So
I like
thank you. But when I finished Little Victories, my book about my divorce, which obviously very different thing, although a loss is a loss, you know, I mean, it is. When I finished it, That was it. It was until that moment that I felt any kind of closure at all. I did not. I felt still like a wide open wound right up until I finished the book and I had it in my hand. And then I felt like, you know, almost like the proverbial book is closed, and I was able to move on. Is that how you feel with the Black Watch? Like this kind of puts the proper bookmark or the proper bookend on, you know, a tough story?
That's a good question, man. It closes the chapter, so to speak, mm-hmm. because, you know, just like any situation of loss, we'll just put it that way.
Sure.
You're going to, sorry, my cat's trying to get involved in the interview. Or he's moving my computer. Will, stop, please. All right. So you close a chapter, but, you know, there's always going to be memories and, you know, good memories, the bad memories, sure. you know, just got to learn to shut out. You know, because that was just something that was happening at the time, but it didn't define her.
Right.
Or it doesn't define the person. Sorry about that. That's or okay. it doesn't define the person.
Right.
So, you know, there's always going to be that every once in a while, something remembrance, you know, but I choose to pick out the good ones. It closes the chapter, so to speak.
Sure. Yeah, and like I said, I certainly understand it, man. And, you know, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think fans, you know, just fans don't understand that there's real life and real thought and real meaning behind a lot of things. I think fans are, okay, here's a cool record, and now I'm on to the next one. And they don't realize that a lot of times, you know, art comes from passion in almost every, good art does anyway. Yeah. And I, you know, it's kind of ironic to me anyway. And you tell me that people will hear something and you can even explain it just as we are right now. And they'll listen to it once or twice and they'll be like, okay, but what's up with Vicious Rumors, dude? You know, it's like, it's almost like it's not important to you.
Well, you know, attention spans are growing shorter and shorter by the second in this True. World. But, you know, I don't even worry about any of that stuff, Chris, because to be honest, I can't control it.
Right.
You know, and the fans that I do have that really like my stuff, they're the true fans, as every band has, and they will sit and listen. Now, for people that were involved from the start of Monroe's Thunder, they saw everything that happened through Facebook and all that. And when she got sick and this and that, and many have stuck by it, stuck by me, stuck by the band. Some not so much, but again, it's a fickle place, this world.
Right.
You know, and again, attention spans and all that, but you know, I just, keep doing the best that I can. And yeah, Vicious Rumors, that's the next thing.
Sure.
And all that, you know, and beyond the wrath. But, you know, here I'm going to not quote something, but there are times when I've seen even, you know, I remember a few months back when Ripper uh-huh. made that comment, people were giving him crap about being in so many bands.
Right.
And his comeback was perfect. Look, I got a family. I got kids. Uh-huh. I got to pay my bills.
Right.
That should be enough said right there. I mean, no. It's not the day. We're not Metallica.
Right.
You know, no disrespect to them. When I say that, I mean, we're not at the caliber of making all of our money strictly on our music.
Right.
We all still have to do odds and ends and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the way it's always going to be. And at this age, my age, I'll speak for myself. At this age, to be honest, what I've got coming up with touring and all that is going to be just right for me, because with Metal Church, the first 2 years, first two records, we were almost on the road for 2 years straight.
Sure.
And back in the day, that was cool. But, yeah. You know, now this day and age, that has nothing to do with our age, anything like that, but look at the industry too.
True. No, you're right. Yeah. You've
got to pick and choose.
Right. And now that we're in our mid 30s, that, you know, it's much different.
Thank you. You saved me on that. I know.
Very nice. Well, Ronnie, I'll tell you what, man, why don't we take a little break here and give people a taste of Monroe's Thunder? You've got this lyric video out there. Tell me a little bit about this song.
the songs are all, again, loosely based on the family history. And I tried to be, well, as much as you can be positive in a war setting, it's just about awakening the fire within yourself. Even my first solo record, remember The Fire Within?
Well, yeah.
Has nothing to do with this, but it's that same kind of thing, you know, about the struggles of them out being at war constantly for 30 years, off and on, and just finding the, what's the correct word here? Finding the gumption inside, or the power inside, to continue on.
Right.
Which you can lead that into whatever you want. Like you said about your book, my situation with her. It's about just trying to move on and do the best you can.
Right on. Well, let's check it out right now. It is brand new music from Monroe's Thunder right here on Chris Hager Presents.
It's very metal.
Yes, it is metal. It definitely is. Well, let's check it out. It is Chris Hager Presents. That was Monroe's Thunder right here on Chris Hager Presents. And we, of course, are talking with the vocalist of that song and of the new album, The Black Watch, Mr. Ronnie Monroe. And Ronnie, let's dig into this record a little bit, man. And I know you mentioned it at the start about how this is about family heritage and, you know, the Middle Ages, or the medieval ages, or whatever we're calling that these days.
Yeah.
How much of that, like, I'll just be honest, for me, I literally learned that I have German in me like a year ago. Like I'm not a heritage guy. I sort of knew that I had Irish because my grandparents took me to Ireland a couple of times when I was a kid, but I've just never been that guy, you know, that studied his heritage and knows, well, my families are the descendants of, you know, beer makers from wherever, you know, I don't know. I still don't know any of that. So for you, are you a heritage guy? Are you somebody that's always followed your heritage closely, or was it just a fascinating topic to you, or what?
Well, actually, we have a book, and I think my brother Rich has it.
Okay.
It was called The Monroe Book, that was written by a lieutenant back in the 1700s.
Okay.
And we still have it. And there's also a castle, remnants of a castle in Scotland, the Monroe Castle. It's called the Fowlis Castle. So that intrigued me. Now, if I never would have been told that, I would have been like you.
Okay.
It's like, who gives a crap? You know, I'm here. I am who I am, whatever.
Right.
But no, that intrigued me, especially with that book. And the family wanted to really hold on to it, and we have. And then the castle. See, my older sister, who was our family historian, she went to Scotland. She visited the castle, and she met Hector Monroe, who is the clan leader.
Okay.
And, they actually, the shirt was dirty, unfortunately, but my family crest, they actually gave permission. Dave was able to get that from them. Permission to use my family crest on a shirt, which they generally don't do that, you know, for whatever reason, probably because it's like a metal record and bagpipes. I'm not sure, but, but so yeah, to answer that question, it was kind of put in my face about it, but then it was intriguing to me. So when it finally, it was years and years later when I finally decided to go ahead and investigate.
Okay.
And when I did, it was, like I said, it was really cool. And it was one of those things like when you start reading, you know, you just, if you're interested, you're like, ah, and you don't stop until right. you have to.
Right, you know? Right, right.
So, now, yeah.
Are you, this really has no bearing on anything, but I'm just curious. Are you one of these guys that follows that whole time period? Like, do you watch Vikings and, you know, those types of shows? I mean, is that part of why when you saw that you had this kind of a topic in your own heritage, that maybe you had more of an appreciation to write about it?
That's well put. Yeah. Because also when I write, generally, I've never done a concept record, like I said before.
Right.
But before, you know, when you write, you just write whatever you're feeling and this and that. But with this, I really, I pay attention to everything I write, but I paid extra attention to this. And especially knowing that some of it may not be true, or it's just like, you know, something somebody saw and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to be as careful as I could, because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to misinterpret anything.
Okay. Makes sense. Certainly, man. Well, dude, record, just song wise, forgetting the topics for a minute. I always talk to everybody about what my favorite song is on the record. And usually I surprise people. I don't know if I am or not on this one, because I think this is a no brainer, at least for anybody that's hearing the record. My favorite track is Brace for the Night. It is such a cool, great riff. The riff, you know, I know that's not probably not you that wrote it, but man, that riff.
No, Dave. Solid. Dave wrote the music on that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Cause my favorite part of that song, well, I like them all, but
sure,
is the breakdown.
Oh yeah.
The kind of, you know, and then that, the screams, of course, that gave me my opportunity to, you know, unleash some hell.
Right.
You know, with the screams and all that. But yeah, thank you. I dig that too. And you're not the only one. A few people have said that.
Yeah. It's one of those familiar metal songs. You know, I don't know what it's familiar to. I don't want to say, well, it sounds like Iron Maiden or what, because it really doesn't necessarily, but it's familiar. It's like just got that, yeah, this is what metal is.
Oh, cool. Well, that's awesome to hear, man.
You know, and then the other tune that I wanted to talk about is the title track, man. Very epic, very big, very long, you know, but a cool track, you know. I mean, and you know this, man, even taking yourself out of the picture for a minute, sometimes when bands go 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, it's tiresome. You know, it's like, okay, get some discipline. Turn it into 4 minutes. And dude, and funniest true side story on this, I actually said that once to John Petrucci from Dream Theater, that I didn't think he
of
was
all the
disciplined.
People to say that.
Yeah. And I said it to him. I said, I don't think you're very disciplined as a songwriter. And he just laughed and was like, you know.
Well, what do you do with that?
Yeah. Well, I asked him what he thought, if he thought that he was disciplined or not. And he actually said, yeah, maybe not. You know, but whatever. Well, and who am I? You know, I'm just some dummy with a camera, and he's making, you know, made millions of dollars doing 9 minute songs. So,
yeah. Well, you know, with this one, and I agree on that most of the time, by the way, with all songs and all that, but this one just ended up the way it was. And,
right.
You know, like I said, Justin sent that to me at the very beginning, and then Dave got a hold of it and then formed it, molded it, and turned it into what it became. Okay. And, you know, it was centered around, because that's the thing that intrigued me the most, is when I found out that my ancestors, or some of my ancestors, were in what they called the Black Watch,
right,
which guarded Mary, Queen of Scots.
Right.
So, of course, who's not going to get into that? And then, of course, you know, you're doing your research, and William Wallace gets brought up.
Right.
You know, and this and that. So there's Braveheart coming into the picture. And so it was all just pretty cool.
Yeah, it absolutely
and
is.
It's a great song, and I'm glad you like it. And I'm glad I didn't bore you to death.
No, not at all, man. Well, dude, you know, the you're a busy, busy guy. You have other bands that you are in. So where does that leave, before we talk about those other bands, where does that leave the opportunities, if there are any, to play some of these songs live? Are you going to have the chance? Are you going to be able to play Monroe's Thunder gigs, or will it be part of other things, or where does that sit?
Well, okay. Now that Monroe's Thunder is done for now, we're actually, Dave and I have been talking about possibly doing a follow-up.
Okay.
Of course, I am now in Vicious Rumors.
Right.
I have been for the last few months. First show, I believe, is going to be April Fool's Day, I believe. We're doing a metal fest in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. I don't have any other details. But I guess we're going to book some gigs, a couple around that. Then after that, we're home for maybe 3 weeks, and we're going to be over in Europe 4 times so far. We go over for 3 weeks, come back. Then we go over in June for a week for festivals, come back. Go over in July for festivals, come back. And go back in August for festivals and come back. So that'll be a busy time. But again, we'll go over for a week at a time and come back. So it's not like I have to be gone for 3 months at a time and, you know, the burping and the farting with the other 12 guys in the bus kind of thing. But so there's that. And also I started a project called Beyond the Rap, which is where I will do Monroe's Thunder songs, as well as Church songs that I wrote, co-wrote. And also some of the classics that apparently didn't get played on the last few tours. So I'll hit those up because Dave Wayne was, I was a huge fan.
Sure.
I was a huge fan of Mike too. But Dave was the first one I heard.
Uh-huh.
And I always loved those first two records. So I'll do stuff from that and Monroe's Thunder and stuff from my solo records as well. But, you know, I'm kind of try to surprise people with certain things and all that. And I'll actually, even before I go out, I'll be asking people, you know, what would you like to hear? You know, because I have so many hits to choose from.
Sure.
I've never had a hit. Come on.
Well, you say that, but I think if you ask a lot of Metal Church fans, they will point at a light in the dark and say you may not have had hits, but it certainly was a great album, because that album just fucking rules, period.
Well, thanks, man. I had a lot of fun doing that one too, and singing that song live and Mirror of Lies.
Yeah.
And all of that was awesome.
And so the long one. And the long song is good too. Is it the Something of the Sea?
What the heck? Temples of the Sea.
Yes.
Yeah. Kurt wrote that. Lyrics and music.
Sure.
I mean, that was as he used to call it, the Magnum Hopeless. Instead of Magnum Opus.
But, right.
But anyway, and that is and that we did live.
Yeah.
It was a blast doing that live, actually. I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, that's a good one.
I'm going back to stage now, remembering, that was actually really cool because it's got like 5 different parts.
Right.
And they're all great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. It's a great tune. And great. And I, you know me, I loved the Metal Church era with Ronnie Monroe. That was my era of. It's funny because, you know, like it. Dude, I think everybody picks whatever they pick for, you know, I think most people, they pick whenever they heard it first. Metal Church is one of those bands that I did not do that with, because obviously I was, you know, I, like everybody else, I heard Metal Church, you know, you know, I heard that album first, and I was an MTV kid, so of course Ton of Bricks and all that stuff was in my mind, but I never really gravitated to the band other than seeing them with everybody else until you joined the band, and then it was, I don't know if it was that me and you became friends or whatever it was, but
well, I think I did my first real interview with you,
with me. Yeah we did that.
That was my first real good interview,
right? and that was the one where we were passing the microphone back and forth upstairs at Peabody's, right. Down Under.
Peabody's, that's right. Cleveland.
Yep, that was, I just remember that like it was the band and me, and we were sitting around what I think was no bigger than like a student desk, and we were just turning the mic around to ask questions. It took me 100 years to edit that interview. I remember that because every time we asked a question, then you heard the microphone sliding. So it was like, so Ronnie, you're in Metal Church now. Yes, I am. You know, it was like, oh my God,
maybe that was a sign.
Very nice, man. Well, dude, I'm excited for you to be into Vicious Rumors.
Me too.
One, I'm excited about it because you're in it. And, you know, again, we're boys, so that's good. But two, Vicious Rumors is one of my all-time favorite bands. Welcome to the Ball and the self-titled are fantastic. I especially the, you know, Don't Wait for Me and stuff like that. So good. I have to imagine for you as a metal fan that you cannot wait to get on stage and take your shot at the Carl Albert catalog as well as adding to it.
Thanks, man. And I'm looking forward to it. And I can second you on that because I remember Headbangers Ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of the band. And Don't Wait for Me came on.
Sure.
And I was just like, who the fuck is this? Pardon my friend. Wow. So I listened to the song. I'm like, okay. The next day I went out and got the record. And then I saw Welcome to the Ball.
Right.
Well, came after that, of course. But I got that too. And I'm just like, you know, the whole thing. I'm waiting around because I haven't got paid yet. You know, banging my head on the side of the pavement. I mean, just come on,
you know, it's great.
His just and just the way he sang, his tone, and I think we're pretty close and as far as tone goes and all that. But there was only one Carl Albert, one Dave Wayne, one Mike Howe, you know, and all that. Mm-hmm. Their gift. So for me, again, stepping into another situation of a original singer not being here any longer. And all that, I feel blessed. I have another opportunity to get back there in a big way. And again, like I said, VR has always been in my top five favorite bands.
Right.
No, for a metal guy or power metal guy, whatever it is, how could it not be?
Right.
So, you know, Jeff and I become pretty good friends so far. We talk quite often. And
that's good.
And we knew each other a long time ago as well. I almost joined the band in 2009.
Okay. Wow.
After Metal Church first broke up after we did Rocklahoma, but then it just didn't work out.
Right.
So how it happened was real quickly was, you know, Larry Howe, the drummer, he sent me a message.
Okay.
Saying, hey man, what do you think? And it only took me like a day to even think about it. Of course I had to think about it because I want to make sure with any decision I make, not only if it's right for me, is it right for them? Because that's something that you need to think about when you join a band that has a legacy.
Uh-huh.
You want to add to it. You don't want to tarnish it.
Sure.
So that's what I want to do with Vicious Rumors is add to the legacy. You know, we're talking, we're not writing as of yet, but we've went back and forth on a couple things.
Okay. And,
but right now, so everybody knows, they do have a box set coming out.
Right.
Already out with those two records on it with a label out of Germany. And my apologies. I can't remember what the name of the label is, but Jeff handles all that.
Right.
But that's the tours that we're going to be doing as well is on that box set. And then once that is all done, then that's when the focus will be on writing a new record with me on it.
And sure.
I'm very much looking forward to that because I'll tell you this. Jeff can still write the way that he used to write.
Right.
And that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, yeah.
The metal that comes out of that guy is like, he's just one of those guys, man.
Oh, yeah. And the last album, Vicious Rumors, for if you were a fan of like me and you were in 1990 when it came out, and you listened to, what's the one, Electric Punishment, I think is the, I don't know the names of the new ones, but I know they still kick ass. And it's, you know.
They do. And he's always picked, you know, he's always had good singers, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of known for that. You know, Brian Allen was in there for a while. Brian's a friend of mine. You know, he called me at the beginning. What do you think about, you know, joining the band and stuff? I'm like, go for it, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew a couple of the other guys and all that. But like I said, he's always picked good singers. And then so I got, you know, I've got some heavy shoes to fill. But one thing I got going for me is I used to listen to that stuff all the time and I love it.
Sure.
So yeah. Now if it was something I didn't like and I had to like pain over learning the songs,
right,
it wouldn't be that fun for me. But this I'm stoked about.
Sure. I think the other thing you probably have going for you is that you've stepped into big shoes before. So you know, unlike somebody, you know, like Brian, as an example, he walked into a situation. He just didn't know what he was going to walk into. If people are going to like him, if people are going to hate him, and the little things that you cannot explain to people, like there's always going to be people that are going to say you're not as good, no matter what you do. I mean, you could literally write the next Master of Puppets. They're going to be like, yeah, but it's not One World Church. It's, you know, that's just what you're going to get. It's very difficult. I'm sure you dealt with that on the biggest level with Metal Church, with, you know, there's people that are always going to hold on to Watch the Children Pray and, you know, Metal Church, the song, and, you know,
and they should,
but it's not fair to you. And as the guy that comes in and replaces, you have to be able to take that with a grain of salt or you're going to fail before you start.
You are correct, sir. As Ed McMahon once said.
Sure.
Anyway, you know, quick story on that. When I first joined, the first record came out.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what blabbermouth.net is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I spent hours on that, and actually a couple times didn't even sleep because of being barraged,
right,
with hate mail, mm-hmm, and things like that. But I got a lot of good press as well, but then sure, I got a lot of bad. Mm-hmm. And I get it, because people are fickle.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the original guy not being there, I get it, but I'm maybe different because I always try to give the guy a chance.
Sure.
And a lot of people did, some didn't, and that's okay. Yeah. You know, but so.
Well, and the human nature of it, and this is the thing that I don't think enough people realize, or they just don't care. It's probably closer to the truth, but
yeah,
you can get a million great reviews. You get, I get them all the time. People with the CMS, especially with Classic Metal Show, they'll be like, oh, the show's so great. It's fun. It's honest. It's raw. It's how I feel, blah, blah, blah. Then I get the one, just the one guy's like, you're an asshole and you suck. And I will obsess on that. I will absolutely be like, you motherfucker. What did I, and then it's in my own head. Well, did I not do something well? Did I sound stupid? Did I, you know, that you go through 400 iterations in your own head instead of appreciating the 9,000 good words. You're entertaining 9,000 people, but 9,001 doesn't like you, and you're worried about him more than you are the 9,000.
Let me put it this way. If you and I were to be in the same room reading our own reviews, we'd need probably a dump truck full of tissue.
Exactly.
It'd be a commiseration party.
It would, man. It's crazy.
Until I learned, well, I'm still that way, but I did learn over the years, you got to grow thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I go out and do the Vicious Rumors thing, they're still going to be the ones, like you just said, they're going to be sure, like, he's not Carl Albert. Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
But one thing I do with anything that I'm in, like with Metal Church, I tried to emulate the best I could both of them, mm-hmm, when I say songs, and I think I got pretty good reviews about that, because it's about the music, and I also put myself in it, but sure, I paid tribute to the original songs,
mm-hmm,
because as a fan, I know when you go, you want to hear it like that,
right,
as close as you can to not being the real singer,
right. Sure. So, but you know, and again, I don't want to go into a whole Metal Church hour here, but the one thing that I appreciated about your time in Metal Church, and I saw you quite a few times, you know, doing the Metal Church thing, you did exactly that. It seemed like you studied even the nuances and stuff for, you know, the going from the lows to the highs and the screams and everything that comes with that gig with the old songs. But when you released albums, you didn't try to mimic what you thought they would have done. You did your own thing as a member of Metal Church. And I think that stood out. And to me, that stood out on both Way to the World and Light in the Dark and the other one. What's the other one? Generation.
Well, there's two more. This Present Wasteland.
That's right. Yeah.
Very positive name. And Generation Nothing. Another positive name. But yeah, well, thank you, man. Cause I did, and Kurt was to, he helped with that as well. Cause at first he was thinking that's what he would need me to do.
Right on.
But then after a few songs and all that, he was just kind of like, let's just do what you're doing.
Right.
That, you know, let's not worry about that. But, you know, when we're live, do, you know, try to emulate the best you can. And so that's what I did, but I really didn't try because that's the same kind of voice, kind of, you know, not right. Mike Howes or Dave, but we're all different voices, but you know what I mean? All the, around the same style is what I'm trying to say.
Right on. Definitely. So dude, obviously, man, you have lots of vicious rumors in 2023. Is that, do you think that for the most part, that is going to be what you're doing in 2023 or
it do is. You plan to? Well, Beyond the Wrath as well. Okay. Another thing. And there's one thing that I can't, well, I can bring it up, but I can't say the name.
Sure.
But there's a band in Germany that I'm working with. Okay. And I actually fly out to Stuttgart on the 1st of December, and I'll be there for half the month recording an album with them. And so once that's all done, you know, it's going to come out the way it's supposed to. But okay. Great band. The music is a mixture of basically what you said that you hear in Monroe Thunder and everything else. Okay. There's elements of prog, metal, even I've always been a huge fan of The Cult. Sure. And so there's remnants of that kind of stuff. It's like all the kind of musics I like.
Okay.
Or styles of music I like, that is, wrapped into one. And again, I've got a bunch of great guys and stuff like that. So I'll be able to talk about that and give the name, you know, in a few weeks. Cool. But so that's going on, and I'll probably end up doing some festivals with them as well.
Very good, man. Wow. Sounds like a lot.
Well, it is, but it's about time because I was out of the industry for obvious reasons for a few years because I had to take care of her, and you know, that music was the last thing I was worried about at that point, you know, because that's doing something on the whole different spectrum.
Right. Definitely. Well, I'm glad you're back in the music world, dude. And I'm glad that you're back with this great release. It's called Monroe's Thunder. It is available now. It's the Black Watch is the name of the album. The band is Monroe's Thunder. And Ronnie, where should I tell people to go online to keep up with you and tour dates and bands and all that other stuff?
All right. Well, you know, with the record, and I didn't mention this yet, RFL Records.
Okay.
John and RFL Records. They're the one that put this out. They were with us from the very start. And that's why I continued on with John. Done a great job so far.
Sure.
So yeah, you can go to rflrecords.com. You can go to Facebook. I have a new Facebook. So everybody knows I got hacked after. It's my first time ever being hacked.
Right.
I mean, I went through all through MySpace crap into Facebook and they wouldn't give it back. So I had to start a new one. So I'm still there as Ronnie Monroe. But Monroe's Thunder Facebook is up. Ronnie Monroe Music is still up. So you can find links on those to go buy. Of course, Amazon's got it, iTunes. But you can order it directly through RFL. And if you get a pre-order, which I think you'll have, I don't know if he's got any of that left. But there are shirts and there's some posters too. So check it out. Good.
And as a teaser, maybe me and you are doing something in the future here soon. So. There we go. There's our teaser.
We are going to do something. So,
so there you go, fans of me, fans of Ronnie. We're gonna collaborate on something.
It's a lot of fans, like 12.
Yeah, exactly. You 12 people are in for a treat.
We're gonna crush you.
That's right. All right, brother. Well, let's. Why don't we wrap this up with your last band, a video from your last band, Between Worlds.
Okay.
I believe the title track is out there, so why don't we play that?
Let's do it.
All right, let's check it out. This is Ronnie Monroe. It's Between Worlds, and again, Monroe's Thunder, the Black Watch, it is out now. And Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me here on Chris Akin Presents.
Chris, thank you so much, my brother. You be good, and everybody out there, stay metal and stay safe.